Today's pregame show is brought to you by Microsoft.
Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show. And guys, earlier this week, Broncos getting a bit of bad news, hearing that Vance Walker tore his ACL, likely out for the entire season. But Mace, there is reason to be optimistic because they've got two great backup plans in Jared Krick and Kyle Pecco.
Well, you start with Jared Krick, who obviously is the more experienced of the two. He's in his fifth year. He knows this scheme from the time he played under Wade Phillips and defensive line coach Bill Kolar wins with the Texans. And then you have Adam Gotsis, the second-round pick, and he's come along very well coming back from the torn ACL that he had last year. They've brought him up to speed gradually, but he's seen more reps. You know, it looks pretty explosive off the snap. Like many rookies, has to get more consistent, but he's coming along very well. But still, tough break to lose Vance Walker, who was having an outstanding camp and looked like he was poised for a career year. Really tough for him.
Yeah, head coach Gary Kubiak said that the Broncos think the world of Vance Walker, and they were going to count on him a lot to replace a lot of that production that they lost with Malik Jackson. But, of course, they got a lot of capable guys behind him. Jared Krick heading into his fifth season, and Kyle Pecco had 45 tackles and 2 sacks last year at Oregon State, though.
Right. These are two guys that might not necessarily have a ton of frontline experience. However, these guys are much looking forward to the opportunity.
I think for everybody, it just means it's more work time to work harder and get better as a group. I think it's a tough loss for the whole D-line, so it's hard to replace a guy like that. But, we're all just ready to work.
Just prepare every day. Take the same mindset as I have been throughout camp. Just trying to get better every single day. Keep doing that. Good things will happen.
There's a big-time opportunity for a lot of the young guys that are out here. But, for myself, I'm just excited to have this opportunity. But, I'm enjoying it and having a good time. Just trying to bust my rear end.
Kyle Pecco, Jared Krick, just some of the guys on that defensive line who will be working hard in tandem, Mace, with that Broncos secondary.
Yeah, with the secondary and the pass rush being what it is, I mean, it's what makes the defense go. The fact that you get the rush from up front, but then you have guys like Chris Harris Jr., Keeb Tlaib, Bradley Roby, and even guys like Kayvon Webster and Lorenzo Doss, all of them can handle one-on-one coverage and, working hand-in-hand. And that's a lot of that's due to Joe Woods and what he's done with those guys in that group.
Yeah, most definitely. We saw DeMarcus Ware out here working out, not going to play tonight, though. Von Miller is expected to make his preseason debut tonight. And on the other side, in the secondary, like we're just talking about there, Chris Harris Jr. also expected to make his preseason debut. Not a Keeb Tlaib, though.
Yeah, you won't find a position group with more swagger and love of football than the Broncos secondary. One of the big reasons for that is defensive backs coach Joe Woods. He has brought his love for gadgets to the no-fly zone, and it's paying off.
These are the tools of his trade.
This really helps me really teach the technique to the guys.
Broncos defensive backs coach Joe Woods leads one of the best position groups in the NFL.
Cutler's going to be hitting down. That's TJ Ward.
But to keep his guys sharp through a long training camp, Woods deploys an arsenal of gadgets to keep his secondary locked in.
I have the goggles. I have some little balls you can hold in your hand to help you catch the football. And I have some gloves just to help them with their press technique so we're not holding. It's something I've used in the past, going way back to when I coached college. And I used those teaching aids, and it really helped them just in terms of going through their key progression, what to look at. So I felt like it was a good idea for our guys just to help them.
After having the best pass defense in the league last year, the secondary didn't necessarily need a ton of help. But the players say Woods' tools definitely helped them keep their edge.
Coach Woods like always had to try new things. So I was like, I don't know what this is, but it helps you just locking in and zoning in and looking at the right things. So it's going to help. And I think Coach Woods is the best secondary coach in the league. So I'm going to listen to whatever he says.
We try to be creative so that way the guys enjoy what they're doing. And, they've been really receptive so far.
By taking in Woods' teaching techniques, the Broncos believe they'll also be taking in more interceptions in 2016.
Joe Woods is widely regarded in the NFL as one of the best defensive backs coaches, and you can see it paying dividends early in training camp, Mace, with young guys like Lorenzo Doss.
Yeah, Doss has really taken the opportunity that he got from Talib being on the non-football injury list for a couple of weeks, and also Chris Harris Jr. missing a couple of days, and has run with it. You see up there the interception that he had last week in Chicago, but that's just the beginning for him. In the last 2 weeks of practices, he has had six interceptions. Now, if you get one or two interceptions here and there, okay, maybe you can just say luck, right place, right time. When you get six over 2 weeks, it's not luck. It's because you're doing a good job reading the quarterback's intent, reading where he's going, and anticipating the play. Doss looks like a keeper in the NFL.
Yeah, he's certainly made strides this training camp. You probably don't even know who Lorenzo Doss is. Fifth-round pick last year, who spent the entire season on the practice squad. But this year, he's poised to make the team.
It's just me feeling comfortable this year, my second year. Mentally stronger, physically stronger, and just going out there and doing my job, working my technique, getting hands on the receivers, and just playing the ball when it's in the air. Try to get my hands on the ball as much as I can, work on special teams, make plays, and like I said, just compete.
Doss actually on the 53 there, but inactive most of the season, so not seeing a lot of time out there on the field. But when we come back here on the BTV Live pregame show, we'll sit down with Von Miller, whose best friend is a 49ers player. We'll see how well those two know each other coming up next.